47% to Obama's 45%. Paul Ryan and his mother were stumping in Florida and had some words for Obama. Obama had some words in New Hampshire for Ryan and Romney. Much of the same. Oh, we are in mid-campaign swing. Can you imagine what it's going to be like next week? And that's where we start, ladies and gentlemen. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, if you've just tuned in for the first time. Woohoo! Glad you found us. Sometimes we talk about UFOs, like my good pal George in his CNC show. But we're focusing on the nuttiness of politics for a little portion of the time anyway, and we're going to fill in the blanks this hour with some other tidbits, including, sadly, the death of Tony Scott, the award-winning director who's uber successful, jumped from a bridge in California to his death and left a suicide note, actually. Did you see the cover of Newsweek? The cover of Newsweek said, "Hit the road, Barack. We need a new president." Ooh. So, they're neck and neck in some polls. In other polls, like likability, Obama still reigns supreme. He is the king when it comes to charisma. But has Paul Ryan helped the Romney ticket in that category? Well, listen to some of the words on the campaign trail. A lot of it has to do with tax breaks and rich people when it comes to what Obama had to say. For Ryan, he says it's all about fear and schmear and everything in between. Hey, my mother's on Medicare. Take a listen.
Like a lot of Americans, when I think about Medicare, it's not just a program. It's not just a bunch of numbers. It's what my mom relies on. It's what my grandma had. It's not running on hope and change anymore. He's running on anger and frustration, fear and smear.
You'd think they'd avoid talking about Medicare, given the fact that both of them have proposed to voucherize the Medicare system.
All right, so you heard the two different takes there. This is pretty much what we're hearing all along. Besides, release the tax reforms. Yeah, we need tax reform. Release the tax forms with Romney. For once and for all, this week on America Tonight, we're trying to settle this deal. What do you say? I don't care if you're a Republican, a Democrat, independent, whatever you call yourself, whatever label. Maybe you don't call yourself any label. Maybe you call yourself, "I'm waiting to vote for the really good guy." So here's the question. Do you think that Romney should just release all the bloody tax forms? Who cares? We know he's a gazillionaire. We know he has all kinds of accounts all over the place, because he was an investment guy. We know that. But is there something in it that will surprise all of us? Is there something we'll find out that'll make us go, ooh, or, I don't know, prove some kind of point? My only point in this is I want to know once and for all how much you care about the tax forms being released, his tax returns. How much do you care about it? Should he have to release them? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Coming up here on the rest of this hour of America Tonight, like I said, we're going to fill you in on a couple of different things, including one politician who might have blown it with his words, and then he had to backtrack a little bit. And Republicans are certainly distancing themselves from him at this point, running for the Senate in Missouri. A lot of people from Missouri listening to America Tonight wondering how you feel. In the meantime, Julian Assange, you might know the name. He's the WikiLeaks guy, the computer hacker who's dumped a bunch of documents that embarrassed a lot of Americans and others by the things that he uncovered just through, you know, thousands of documents out there. Assange, who was fighting his own war, trying not to be extradited to Sweden, where he's accused of rape, found asylum in Ecuador, so he is in England, hiding away in the Ecuadorian embassy. He went out on the balcony and said that the U.S. has to end its war on whistleblowers now, and he called for the big-time release of Bradley Manning. Do you know who Bradley Manning is? If you don't know, I'm just going to give you just a little teeny insight into this deal. Bradley Manning was a naive intelligence guy in the military who had access to documents. He had a little bit of clearance, and he released thousands of damaging State Department memos and that kind of stuff to Assange. And that was pumped out all over WikiLeaks. Bradley Manning, it was traced back to him. And he is sitting in a military prison right now, probably on 22 criminal counts, probably going to do life. So this private is probably going to do that. Well, who knows? He's still waiting his trial in Virginia, so maybe I'm speaking a little bit too quickly, but I'm thinking that's probably what's going to happen here. And what Assange is saying is that the United States has to vow that it won't seek to prosecute the WikiLeaks staff or our supporters. Otherwise, the U.S. is dragging us all into a dark, repressive world in which journalists live under fear of prosecution. So Assange and his supporters claim the Swedish case is the first push of a Washington plot to make him stand trial in the U.S., which Sweden says is not true because his fate is hanging in the balance. Sweden, England, Ecuador, they got to resolve, you know, whatever it is. Assange is an Australian citizen who became uber famous in 2010 when his website started publishing a whole bunch of American secrets, including 250,000 U.S. embassy cables that highlighted sometimes kind of embarrassing backroom deals. He toured all over the place, and two women are accusing him of sex offenses during a trip to Sweden. He's saying it was consensual and denied wrongdoing, and that's where that lies. Ecuador's president, Rafael Correa, granted him asylum, and he's out of reach of British authorities anyway while he's inside the embassy. England says if he steps outside, he's going to be detained, and they're going to send him to Sweden. So this is interesting. He's got support in some Latin American nations, and he's stuck otherwise in this embassy. He pushed the U.S. to release Manning, the soldier who's charged with aiding the enemy. So this is the question. Manning, did he aid the enemy by passing the secret files to WikiLeaks, or is he a hero whistleblower, and is Assange right? He should be held in high esteem, and Bradley Manning is a hero. What do you think? He said, in fact, Manning is one of the world's foremost political prisoners. I'm going to disagree, and I'm going to say he turned over U.S. secrets, secret files, classified stuff that he knew was classified, and he threw it out there anyway, and now he's going to get support? I don't think so. I think he is looking at life in prison. Assange feels a little guilty because he knows he set up chump. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 17th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,641.80. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,655.26, $827.63 for a half ounce, or $413.81 for a quarter ounce. $1,615.26, $827.63, and $413.81.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Some 18-year-old boys concocted something to bring a teacher down, but a court says not so fast. A former Texas high school teacher was convicted on Friday after having sex with five 18-year-old students at her house. It took the jury less than an hour to conclude that Brittany Nicole Cullops, 28 years old, was guilty of 16 counts of having an inappropriate relationship between a student and teacher. The second-degree felony is punishable by 2 to 20 years in prison. The judge says 5 years in prison. And this is, she gets 5 years and no parole. Her husband was hysterical, broke down on the stand, could not believe it. So the question is, and what was told to me by a source, is that these five guys were really setting her up, trying to take her down, coaxed her into it, whatever. But the bottom line is this. They're 18 years old, but they were high school students. If you are a high school teacher and you're having sex with the students, that is not a good thing in anyone's book, is it? So should she have gotten 5 years and no probation? Hey, you could question that, but I'm going to say that, listen, this is... all bets are off when you go down this alley. Why would you do that? Why? And set up or not, rumors true or not, you can't put yourself in that situation, lady. So that was the big problem. And imagine being her husband, what that's got to be like. And they have kids. Ooh, awful for everyone all the way around. Rumor has it that Misty May Traynor is on the Wheaties box. You know who she is, 3 gold medals in sand volleyball. But her partner is not there with her, Kerry Walsh. So why wasn't she on the Wheaties box? Rumor has it that Wheaties only wanted Misty May Traynor because she was retiring anyway, and it was easier to put one woman on the box, and she represented the everyday woman. Is that true, or is that just made-up nonsense that somebody sent me? It is true that she's the only one on the Wheaties box. I verified that, whether or not they dumped Walsh, because it was easier to put just one of them on, and Walsh is going on to continue her career in beach volleyball. I can't say whether that's true or not. How about this? Do you think it's true that a woman is suing the Dallas Cowboys and owner Jerry Jones for saying that her butt was burned when she sat on a bench outside a Cowboys stadium? Sounds phony, doesn't it? But it's true. There really, really was. It's not a rumor. There really was a lawsuit filed last week in Tarrant County. Janelle Carrillo says that the black marble bench, it was in direct sunlight. It was a hot August afternoon before a scrimmage. The temperature was 101 degrees. She sat down and she got unbelievable burns. She had to get medical attention. She was hospitalized and had to go under skin grafts. She had to get skin grafts, in other words. She says, and the lawsuit claims, there were no warnings about sitting on benches in hot weather. Okay, America, if it's really, really hot, there are things that are going to be smoking hot, like benches that are outside, like your car, if you don't have anything to protect it in the front from frying your hands when you get inside. So, come on. Give me a break with this. Bravo for trying, but talk about frivolous. I'm going to say it's a very frivolous lawsuit. So, rumor has it, when Jerry Jones was told, he just laughed out loud. Doubt he's concerned about this lawsuit. Don't look for it to be settled anytime soon. Although they could put some signs up as a result of it saying, be careful. Don't put your butt on the bench when it's hot. Can't they have temperature-controlled benches, for goodness sake, outside of the Death Star? It costs $1 billion to make that, and they don't have benches that acclimate to the climate. You know, like the Cadillacs and the seats now when you get in? So if it's freezing cold, they warm you up or they cool you off. I guess they don't have that technology there. All right, rumor has it earlier in the day that the Top Gun director, Tony Scott, jumped off of the Vincent Thomas Bridge in San Pedro. And sadly, that is definitely true. It's not just a rumor anymore. It started off as kind of one of those wild rumors that went through the Hollywood grapevine, but it was true. They pulled his body, the L.A. police. They pulled his body out of the water. The Coast Guard helped. And it happened in the afternoon. He jumped to his death in the afternoon. People say they saw him climb over a fence on the bridge and jump off. He was a well-known action movie director. He made Enemy of the State, Beverly Hills Cop 2, Crimson Tide, all kinds of unbelievable movies and television deals. He directed a movie that I loved called The Fan. So what is it that made Tony Scott do what he did? What makes anybody tick? How do you know what anyone's thinking, even when it seems like they have it all? Tons of money, everything they want at their fingertips, constantly being sought after, so not looking for work. Involved in a successful company with his brother. Who knows what it was? He did leave a note behind, apparently, in his office. He did leave a note in his office, and that's the extent of it. They're investigating. That's what they always say. I mean, He parked a Prius on the bridge. He scaled an 8 to 10 foot fence, and he jumped without hesitating. So he was determined in what he was doing, for sure. And people are reacting and are very, very surprised by this and saying what people always say, that, geez, he was a good guy, and he made good cinema, and I liked working for him, and I had no idea, and he seemed great to me, and I can't imagine. But that's, like I said, that's what you always hear when those kind of things happen, sadly, for his family, because he's got two twins, and it's always rough on anyone left behind, especially children of any sort. And he's got an ex-wife and kids, and of course his brother's a famous director, producer, Ridley Scott, who they've done things together, but he's done things on his own too as well. All right, finishing up here with the rumor has it, there's a guy in Alabama who just wants to leave his wife where she is. You know where his wife is? His wife of 40-some years, 40-plus years, died, and he buried her in the front yard, put the headstone there and everything, right off of his porch. It's got a nice little blanket of flowers, all that kind of stuff. You can tell it's a grave, but it's his wife's grave. And the city in Alabama where he lives says, no, that's foul. You cannot do that. You cannot. This is a busy area, and you cannot have her here. We need to move your wife. And he's gone to court. He's filed something, and he refuses to do it and says he doesn't understand why she cannot be buried. It's his house. It's his business to do what he wants with the property. Why can't he, for goodness sake, leave his wife where she is, and why can't they just leave him alone, meaning the people in the city? Well, that's never going to happen, and I'd be stunned if he won his appeal. It's, as I said, very unlikely. The city is arguing that it's not, you know, that there are places to bury the wife and that the property is not his to do that with. But I'd say if you go down that road, that's tough to prove. And, you know, the rumor is that they don't want the eyesore there is what it is. It's not about, oh, geez, we're sorry about your wife, and you just can't do that because that's not a traditional thing. We've never had that happen before. It's that
digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
My tea's gone cold, I'm wondering why I got out of bed at all. The morning rain clouds up my window and I can't see at all. And even if I could, it'd all be great. But your picture on my wall, it reminds me that it's not so bad, it's not so bad. I drank too much last night, got bills to pay. My head just feels in pain. I missed the bus and there'll be hell today. I'm late for work again. And you call me and it's not so bad, it's not so bad.
Tough, and you know times are tough when they're going after strippers with these taxes, and they're calling it a stripper tax. So how much do you think you can make off of strippers? I have to admit, I don't know much about the world of the strip club other than the fact that many of the people who work independently at these clubs say it's ridiculous that they shouldn't be taxed, and, you know, why are they facing these giant taxes? And they say giant because they're taking a chunk out of their income. Why should they face that when other people aren't being taxed for what they do for a living? It's rather confusing. The bottom line is Illinois is sinking into a deep, dark hole. Even Rahm Emanuel, the mayor of Chicago, can't help. What are they to do in Illinois, the land of crooks way back when, from Boss Tweed and questionable politics, let's say. So they need money, and they've done some research on it, and they say bad things happen when there's strip clubs, so we're going to put some taxes on the strip club people. Here's what Polly Poskins had to say about that very thing, the need for the money.
the research has indicated that there's a connection between the strip club industry and the activities that go on at a strip club, the consumption of alcohol, and then the consequences that it has for communities, and in particular, we believe, on women. We are down about $1.2 million in general revenue for rape crisis centers in the state of Illinois, and it doesn't look like there'll be any time soon that the General Assembly will be putting that money back in.
All right, so we got to, in other words, we got to figure out somebody else's pocket to pick. So sorry, ladies on the poll, it's going to be you. And this is in Illinois. There have been discussions about this in other cities to tax strippers. Certainly, they're not the only place or only state doing it. But you know, this could be the start of something new. We just talk about New York with sugar tax and this tax and that tax. I think I've told this story. I worked in New York and I loved it. It was great. I worked at the huge sports talk station there. It's called WFAN. But boy, to survive in Gotham City, you got to have some serious money because you got a city tax, you got a state income tax, you got the normal federal tax, you got the borough tax, you got tax. I wanted to get a shirt that said I went to New York City and all I got was taxed. Going over the bridge, $13 each way. Whew. It's expensive, New York. And they probably have a strip tax. I wouldn't be surprised they have a strip club called Scores where lots of famous people seem to get in trouble. As we'll see. Do the taxes dissuade crime and problems and clubs? Is that part of the reason? Or is it just strictly, oh, here's something where we can get some money. This is where we could really grab some dough. And I think it's a little bit of both. Because there's an easy way to throw up the research, as she's saying, and try to back that up that, hey, you're bringing in this, you're bringing in that, so we're going to tax you. Speaking of taxing, it could be taxing on Jay Leno. That he had so many staffers who were pink-slipped. The ratings are slipping. And Jay Leno makes, rumor has it, $30 million a year. So he decided he was going to give back some of his money to save some of the people because the Tonight Show had to lay off 20 people. So he agreed to a pay cut to save as many of the jobs as he could. They didn't really give a reason for the layoffs, but let's just say I've heard that his ratings have slipped in the younger demographic, and it makes sense, because where are the viewers being siphoned off to the other hosts that are out there who have younger audiences? So he's drawing out some of the same people he did, but he's losing some of the younger viewers to other shows. And plus, how many people are watching late night TV? How many people under 30 are watching the shows? Some of them, maybe they're watching Jimmy Kimmel, maybe they're watching Fallon, but maybe they're not watching it live. They might be taping it. I think a lot of people do the DVR thing. Right? Do you do the DVR thing? And you don't, trust me, you don't have to be 20 to do that. I think anymore, almost any cable system, half the time they're so desperate for business, they throw it in. And more people are, I think, get their shows that way if they're going to watch something. I've said this a zillion times, and because we just went through the Olympics, I'll say it again. Guys, back me up on this. How many of you want to watch a game after it's been played? So I don't want to watch a game. I'm a huge football fan. I do not want to watch the game after it's happened because I'm going to know what the score is, and I don't care. I mean, if I want to go back and see some incredible play, yeah, sure, I could fast forward through everything and look at it that way. But other than that, I'm not going to sit there and invest the time to watch something where I already know what the outcome is. But it's a different thing when you're watching, like, sitcoms. Or you could watch late night TV that way because you want to hear the jokes or the guests or the interviews or whatever. Like us here on the radio, you can download the America Tonight app and you can listen to America Tonight whenever you want to. when you have more than one eye open and you've had your second cup of coffee for some of you. I know there's at least 40 million of you that are alive and thriving right now, but what about the rest of you? Yep, you can listen to it at other times in the day, so I get that. And Leno, that's what I think is happening with Leno. Even with younger staffers and trying to stay hip and on top of everything and everything else, it's still pretty tough when you look at the way people check out shows now and how they're watching things. It's not how it used to be. So straight on, just invest the time and sit there in front of the tube. It's not happening as much for very many of us. All right, I wanted to mix in a couple of other things that were very, very important. This week, throughout the week, we are going to talk about this, not to bang you over the head with it, because we've looked at this every which way, from Sunday to Monday and backwards and forwards, and, you know, throw out any analogy you want to. Frankly, I can't come up with another good one. I've done my 50. But do we care about Mitt Romney's taxes? Do we need to see what the man has made for his entire life? The ironic thing about the Romney question is that his father, as governor of Michigan, was the one who started to release the returns. He made it a big deal about releasing the returns. So now his son is in this conundrum. Should he release all the returns or not? It's a pain in the rear end. He has convoluted taxes, I'm sure, because he had stuff all over the place. But so what? Should he release them? And more importantly, do you think this is huge for the campaign? Is this an issue for you? Do you want to see it in black and white? Do you want to know what Romney made and where the money went? Do you care about where the money went? Or is it not significant to you? Is it going to change your life or your stance on who you want to see elected? I'm thinking that it's not going to change very many people's minds. How many people already have their mind made up on who they're voting for? How many people think that the taxes will change their mind? I'm going to say not too many, but the race in these final weeks is being defined by this. The Democrats are showing that this is what they've chosen. You get three different areas to hammer. And the negative ads, the hammering of the negative ads is going to be Romney's 1%, Romney's 1%. Why wouldn't he show us his taxes or whatever? That's going to be absolutely one of the main gists of any of the campaign ads. It already is, but it's going to continue to be a running narrative. This is going to be the theme that you're going to see when you watch your DVR'd stuff. When you go through the commercials and through the political ads, that's what you're going to see. And for the Republicans, it'll be about Obamacare and no jobs. Where's the jobs? 8.2, 8.3 unemployment. You said you were going to employ people. Where's the jobs? Where's the jobs? Where's the jobs? Because the top advisors are trying to get their hands around what the issues are, what truly is what they call the central question of the campaign. As they're out there again and again and again and again. Medicare still is going to be front and center, too. That's going to be one of the things that's heavily talked about. But this week in America Tonight, think about it. Should Romney's tax returns be a main campaign theme? Stay with us.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel Milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com. and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
As we come around those final couple of turns here for this hour of America Tonight. Hey, Dan.
Good thing I was listening.
Yes. What's on your mind?
Well, I want to pick a bone with you for one thing.
Oh, wow. Let's hear it.
I want you to send me my Extendivite. You told me I could have it, and you didn't get it to me.
You know why? Because you were supposed to give Donovan, I think it was, your address. You have to re-give us your address.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So hang on. When we're done with this call, I will place you on hold.
Okay. Me and Matt will get together on that.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Now, I'm more interested in getting the transcripts from his college days than I am about Romney's. I mean, we have an innate built-in thing with us Americans. We didn't go to school, and our parents tell us, now go to school and study hard so you can grow up to be a welfare recipient. No, they said, go to school, work hard, do your best so that you can go out and conquer the world and make whatever you want to out of it because this is the United States of America. And that's the American way. And for him to go blah, 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 what somebody else makes, who gives a big rap?
Yeah, who cares? I say the same thing. I don't see how it's going to make anything different as to how you feel because we already know that Romney made money. What are we going to see that's so different that's going to blow our minds?
Really? I mean, this guy was a governor. I mean, he was vetted there.
Right.
The first time around when he ran as president in 08, he was vetted there.
Yeah.
And if there was anything that was ever going to show up, it was going to show up. But, you know, he's being right on by not giving them an inch and just sticking to his guns and saying, hey, this is what you get if you don't like it, you know. Fit.
Yeah,
and
yeah, that's what I think it is too. I agree. Yeah. That's what I think it is. Yeah.
So how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm surviving West Nile. How about you?
Oh well, did you use that lotion I told you about?
The Avon stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody I know works for Avon. Someone connected to my mom, and I told them about it actually. So yeah.
You're doing good. You're helping somebody not get the Nile virus. I use rancid bear grease. It just sort of retards the mosquito's ability to bite you.
Really? Where do you
get
bear grease?
That up.
where will we even get bear grease?
I used to have my own bear.
Your own bear, pet bear?
Yeah, he was a pet. He was in my backyard, and he'd come over and eat the leftovers that I'd give him, and he loved my my casseroles and stuff. And but he used to do this mean thing. He'd go out and he'd just tear apart my trash can that was in my shed on my property in Crescent City. And so one night I got mad at him, so I go out and I didn't have anything to throw at him. So I just took a handful of sparkles, took my lighter and got him lit, and I charged him with a handful of sparkles and he took off so fast that he tore the door off my shed.
Oh my gosh! Are
well,
you
I was
kidding?
As big as he. I was as big as he is.
Why is he? Was he a black bear? What kind of bear?
He's a black bear.
Wow, you're brave.
Yes,
you gotta
I
be
am.
Careful with bears.
Well, I didn't want to shoot him. I mean,
no.
I could have done that, but I, you know, he's a good bear. You know, and I didn't call him Smokey either. Just said, "Hey, kid."
Smokey.
You know?
Leave my house alone. I love it.
Yeah, he was a good bear. Well, look, I know you're busy in a flea on a young pup, so I'll let you go and let you get to the rest of the people. But
sweet.
Good talking to you, and I'll hang on.
Hang on. Hold on. We're going to put you on hold.
Okay.
Here we go. Wow. We have to explore that further with Dan and the bear. I've always been told you don't want to hang around bears. And, you know, they have problems in a lot of these parks now with the bears coming, the bear population coming out because of people coming in. It's like the alligators in the swamps. They're running out of space, so they're coming out. Same thing with the bears. And there have been some scary things that have happened to people. You don't want to mess with a black bear. What is he thinking? And I agree with him on the Romney deal. I don't think there's anything for us to see that's going to be earth-shattering, that's going to change any way we think about Romney. Unless they could say, well, in his entire life, he never paid 1 cent in taxes, but we know that's not true, and I know it. There's no way. So to me, the tax returns, really any of the tax returns wouldn't be an issue for me. It wouldn't be an issue even for Obama. I don't care. I don't think that is going to change any way I feel about the specific issues and where the country is going or any of that. So it doesn't, to me, it doesn't matter. And the gotcha thing of how many percent, I don't think they're going to find anything there. Because as Dan said, he's already been vetted backwards and forwards in Massachusetts and then running before. So what kind of a show are we going to find? What's going to be there? Nothing. And it's just going to it would just really waste more time. That's probably the biggest thing. I don't see them wasting the time on it. It doesn't matter. He's sticking to his guns and he's not going to move on that one. So this is what you would call a serious faux pas. You heard the story about this Missouri Congressman Aiken, who said he misspoke about rape in an interview, and he really misspoke. He misspoke because this is just one of those areas. You don't, going down that road, you want to be very careful what you say, and he wasn't careful at all. He truly is a conservative Republican candidate that's the opposite of the Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill, and is surprising people with an 8-point lead in some cases, but he found himself having to back off comments and on something he did on Sunday on a television interview where he told an interviewer that a woman's body has ways to prevent pregnancy during rape.
I just got back from a romantic.
And such pregnancies are really rare. He's a six-term congressman, so people know him. And he's running against McCaskill, who's, as I mentioned, who's got a weak spot, an Achilles heel now because of Obamacare especially. So he was doing an interview that aired on a St. Louis television station, and he was asked if he would support abortions for women who have been raped. And what he said was, it seems to me, first of all, from what I understand from doctors, that it's really rare. If it's a legitimate rape, they can shut it down. It's, wow. So Romney, Ryan, campaigns come out, say, I do not support that view, blah, blah, blah. He said later that he misspoke during the interview. He didn't specifically say which points, but he said he misspoke and just said, you know, in reviewing his off-the-cuff remarks, it's clear that it does not reflect the deep empathy I hold for thousands of women who are raped and abused every year. And he says those who perpetrate these crimes are the lowest of low in our society, and their victims will have no stronger advocate in the Senate to help ensure they have the justice they deserve. So that was pretty tough to come back after that. McCaskill jumped on this right away and said that the comments were offensive and beyond comprehension, that somebody could be so ignorant about the emotional and physical trauma brought on by rape. So will this cost Aiken the chance to be the senator from Missouri? He's been in a bunch of TV ads with former Arkansas governor, Mike Huckabee, who said he's a courageous conservative and a Bible-based Christian. He supports traditional marriage and all that kind of stuff. So I'm thinking that it might be a little bit of a dent, and he's going to have to weather some rock throwing the next couple of days. And he didn't think about what he was saying in those questions when he was asked those questions. And he's being called a conservative extremist who is going to jeopardize seniors' health care and retirement savings and blah, 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 and all that stuff. But I think he will find a way to weather that out. It's going to take a couple days, for sure. And if you're his campaign people, I keep talking about the campaign people, behind the scenes would be interesting to see. They are running around like nobody's business, trying to squash any story they can and just compelling people to listen to what the Missouri congressman had to say. It's politics as usual.
Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.